From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we find out why you have to take out your laptop when you go through airport security. But first, we go to Iraq. South of Baghdad today, a suicide bomber targeting U.S. troops handing out toys to children at a hospital killed at least 30 people and wounded dozens more. Insurgents have intensified their campaign of violence in recent weeks ahead of elections next month. Four Americans were among those wounded in today's blast, a reminder of the dangers facing the more than 150,000 U.S. troops fighting in Iraq. Joining us now by phone in Baghdad is one of those troops. He's Staff Sergeant Chad Brown. He's with the U.S. Army's 4th Brigade Combat Team. And Sergeant Brown, what is your reaction when you hear news of these suicide attacks?
Oh, it makes me mad, ma'am. We're over here, we're trying to make this country a better place, and there's people that are trying to stop us from doing that. When American soldiers are killed in the process of doing that, it makes you mad.
And does it shake you up a bit, too?
Well, being a soldier and being over here, ma'am, there's dangers that we have to face every day. Of course, every time you go out, you worry about, is that car that I'm getting ready to pass the one? But that's just something that we deal with, and we move on from that.
It's nighttime now there in Baghdad. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was wonderful. The Army threw us a big feast today. They cut back operations for just a little bit so some of the soldiers can get a break and enjoy some sporting events and have some good food.
What'd you eat?
They had everything for us today. I had some shrimp, some roast beef, and also some honey ham. Of course, they had the turkey as well.
No MREs, I suppose.
Oh, no, ma'am. A day like this, you don't want to eat an MRE.
Or any day, for that matter. Where are you from?
That's right.
Where are you from, Sergeant Brown?
I'm originally from Kingsley, Michigan. I'm currently stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia.
And were you able to call home today?
Yes, ma'am. Got to talk to my wife and my two boys.
And what did you talk about?
My one son, all he likes to do is fish. So I talked about when we get back, me and him are going to go fishing. Just talked about my wife, about how hard it is to be away during times like this, but we'll be home soon. So,
when do you expect to go home?
My year is almost up over here. We're slotted to go home shortly after Christmas.
Well, that's good news. I wonder if you're following the arguments here in the U.S. about reducing the number of U.S. troops there in Iraq and what you think about that.
We hear a little bit about that, ma'am. My new job right now is I'm actually training Iraqi soldiers to take over the sectors that we have been patrolling in. We've got one street when we first got here, Haifa Street. It was rated the worst street in the world. And after we got here, after a couple months of patrolling it, we gave that over to Iraqi and National Guard unit. And that street is now one of the safest streets in Baghdad. I think pulling the U.S. troops out too soon and not getting the Iraqi troops trained up is the wrong answer. I think a couple more years and this place is going to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. Just got to stay on the course a little longer. Of course, I'm only a little infantryman. That's all big level stuff.
Would you be willing to go back for another tour?
I love the Army, ma'am. I've dedicated my life to it, as my family has, my wife and my kids. And if that means coming back to Iraq for a third tour is what I need to do, then that's what I'm going to do to get the job done.
And so it's Thanksgiving. People spend this day or part of this day thinking about what they're thankful for. And I'm wondering if you did the same there in Baghdad and if you could share with us what you're most thankful for today.
Oh, I'm most thankful to be alive and to be able to talk to my family today, number one. Thankful just to be experiencing this new experience over here and to see what freedom is through the eyes of the Iraqis. Working with the soldiers, the Iraqi soldiers, has been a very interesting, lots of ups and downs, but we take freedom for granted back home in the States, but to see it through these eyes, this new freedom is a wonderful thing.
Staff Sergeant Chad Brown in Baghdad. He's with the Army's 4th Brigade. Thank you, Sergeant Brown, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. We miss you over here.